Talks on how to replace the 80-year-old lift bridge linking Houlton, Wisconsin to Stillwater, Minnesota have gone on for more than 20 years. The main holdup is that the bridge crosses the St. Croix River, which is federally protected under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. So in order for a new bridge to go up, Congress must pass a bill granting an exemption. This summer, two bills were introduced to give a green light for a $700 million four-lane lift bridge to cross the St. Croix. Daryl Stanifer is a member of the pro-bridge group called the St. Croix River Crossing Coalition. He says the legislation has already passed two committees.
We now await only scheduling for final floor votes in both the House and the Senate, and we've never had that before.
Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says he's frustrated by the delays. He recently sent a letter to congressional leadership urging an immediate vote.
You know, I've been dealing with this issue for a very long time, and it's within our grasp, and now we're just trying to push it across the finish line.
But the proposed bridge has many opponents as well. Bill Neuendorf works with the group Transit for Livable Communities and says four lanes and $700 million is over the top.
A bridge of this scale and of this cost is not passing the smell test of people throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Supporters of the bridge project hope that Congress would vote on it by year's end, but that doesn't seem likely. The next opportunity for the bills to be taken up is in mid-January. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.